That was one of the 12 selected friends of Nityananda. Friend Rasa Sarvant. And Srinivasa Raju, you know, when Mahaprabhu took his sannyas, there was one man standing. His name was Padmanabha. He was a class friend of Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. And he had a special charm for Sri Gauranga, Himai Pandit. Near Katwa there is one village, Jaligram. There was his wife's house, father-in-law's house, Jaligram. And his own house was Chakundi, just opposite to Agrodeep. That day, he was going from his father-in-law's house to his own house, and heard that Nimai Pandit has come to take sannyas. He was welcome to him. He went to see. And he, like a statue, he standing, he saw the whole bhansa. And he became half mad. And when it was finished, Mahaprabhu ran towards into the jungle that I'm going to Vrindavan. Then he had to go back to his home on the other side of the Ganges. And he was so perplexed, half unconscious, mad. Nothing he can say of Chaitanya. The name of Mahaprabhu was Chaitanya that he heard, and that took possession of him. Whatever anyone says, he says Chaitanya. Chaitanya. Nothing more. Then his name was Chaitanya Das. His first name was Padmanabha. But in every word, for a few days, he only answers as Chaitanya, nothing. So Chaitanya Das became his name. Once he met, it is told, Mahaprabhu, Krishna Chaitanya, Chaitanya Dev in Puri. And we are told somewhere, he went with his family, and Mahaprabhu gave hint that you will have a very devoted child. Mahaprabhu told his old friend, classmate, he will have a child and he will be very devoted one. Then he came back, Srinivasa Acharya came. It is told he's like, just like a moon. He came out from the mother's womb, Srinivas. And that blessed child afterwards grown up in one beautiful body, not only, but in mind, and whole self, surcharged with the love of Sri Chaitanya. Perhaps father died when he was young. Then he is shown to us within his teens, 14, 15 or something. He ran towards Navadvip. And he was sitting on the bathing ghat of Mahaprabhu, the ghat of Ganges. Bathing ghat of the Ganges, left side of Mahaprabhu's home, Nimai Pandit's home. And Vishnupriya Devi, she came to take bath in the Ganges ghat, very near her home. and found this child, this boy, about 15 or so, and half mad, thinking, meditation mood, she could find that he has not taken food past it, and his color is also pale, deeply meditating something in this way. She took compassion and took the boy home and fed him with something. Then gradually he tried to go to Puri. Heard Mahaprabhu passed away. Still he went there, met Pandit Gadadhar. Gadadhar Pandit told, Mahaprabhu asked me to teach you Bhagavatam. But the books which I have got is not proper, not fit to teach you. Mainly the letters have been half washed by his tears or so, something. So please get a good book from Bhagavatam, from Srikhanda, in my name. Then Srivas Pandit went there, Srikhanda, and get one Bhagavata copy, and again went to Puri. But by this time, Gadadhar Pandit disappeared. So what to do? He had to come back. In the meantime, Narottam Prabhu and Samananda Paras, they met together, and they had some circumambulation of this Navadvip Dham that is mentioned. And then those three approached, tried to go to Vrindavan and to get the company of Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath, Goswami, etc. Where Gadadhar Swarup Damodar mainly all educated persons, especially devotees, they disappeared from Puri. So they wanted to go to Vrindavan to get the association of the Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath, etc. Then, when they went up to Allahabad, they crossed the Banaras, they heard a rumor that Sanatana Goswami has left. So very much disappointed. Still, they made progress towards Vrindavan. When they reached Mathura, they heard, last night Rupa Goswami gone away. Then they were very much disappointed and still went to Vrindavan and found in the evening that the Sandhya, the evening arati, was being done in that old big temple of Govindaji. And a great gathering, and with great enthusiasm that arati is going on. And they joined that, and seeing the grandeur and this weariness and the journey and the brokenheartedness mixed, he fainted there in some part of Natya Mandira. When he arrived, he found that Jiva Goswami is taking care of him. this Jiva Goswami. He fell in one part of that Natchavandi, and at last it was reported to Jiva Goswami, and he came and took him. Then those three were living for some time there, and they got their diksha, took diksha, initiation, Srinivas from Gopal Bhatt, Samananda from Jiva Goswami, and Narottam Thakur from Loknath. And they were sent back to Bengal for preaching purpose. All the books compiled by Sanatana, Rupa and Jiva was in the charge of Jiva Goswami, was managed to send to Bengal through them in a big casket. It was closed, and perhaps two bullock carts were engaged, and they are in charge, they are coming, working with that car. All the books, including Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then it was lost, you know, near Vishnupur in the district of Bankura, by one Veer Hambi, who was the leader of the Aborigines, Adivasi. One astrologer, he told that on those carcasses, very valuable jewels are there. So he looted that at night. And then they found it missed. Then they tried their best to find out that, but could not. Then Narottam went away. Samananda went to his home in Nagpur, north from this North Bengal. And Srinivas, he was the leader of the party, entrusted more the charge. He could not go without making any trace of those books. He had like a half-man boy. He wandered throughout that neighboring place. Then he came to know that this Veer Hambi, the owner of the state, that Vishnupur, he is a little devotee, and he hears Bhagavatam every day in the evening. And there is one Pandit named Vaso, his guru, he explains Bhagavatam every afternoon. And he began to attend. Ordinary people took this half-mad boy, anyhow wandering here and there. He attended the class, concealing him, who is he. But one day suddenly, when the Vyas is explaining Bhagavatam, his explanation had some mistake. And unconsciously, Srinivas, he suggested that, oh, this is not the meaning. The meaning is this. Then the attention of all the audience came to him. Who is he? Who is this boy whom we all took as a mad boy? He's a brilliant, you know, scholar of Bhagavatam. He points out the mistake of our Guru Vyasadeva, who is the renowned scholar of Bhagavatam in this area. Then all came to him and, who are you, people must say. Then he told that I am so and so. We have lost our wealth, the books that we took of the Goswamis. That is the wealth of our life, our sampradaya, everything, we have lost that. And I was in charge, I was entrusted with those books, but that are stolen suddenly in the night. And then that Birham came out. We have that those caskets in our stock. Then he burst in carefulness and wanted to see. And he was taken in the room where the caskets were. And then he asked them, I want to worship them, please make some arrangement. And they made so, and he began to make arati. Then opened the casket, found that all books are intact there. Then he asked me, you must send some man to Narottam Thakur there and Samananda. And that was, some man was sent. And then they are all satisfied about the book. Srinivas Acharya generally lived in Jajpur, his mother's house. He lived there. And because Mahaprabhu asked Galadhar Pandit to teach Bhagavatam to Srinivas, though no physical connection with the teacher, automatically Srinivas was the master of Bhagavatam by the force of the will of Mahaprabhu. Srinivas. And the whole country was charmed to hear his Bhagavata explanation. Then Narottam Thakur, he was the son of a rich man, and bachelor. He planned to establish a big temple to inaugurate the worship of Mahaprabhu also with Radha Krishna. There was a great function. And all the Vaishnavas, especially the followers of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, joined there. Nityananda Prabhu passed away by that time. Janhava Devi, his first wife, Janhava Devi, with all the followers of Nityananda Prabhu joined. Srinivas was the leader to make the function of installation. And it was a very charming function, so much so, we are told that the whole group of Mahaprabhu that were attracted down there. And when the Sankirtan went around the temple of the new installation of Mahaprabhu and Radha Govinda, etc., it was so intensified Sankirtan that Mahaprabhu with all his parshada was attracted and seen there, that both Prakat and Aprakat was passed away, those Vaishnava and those at present combined their dancing and chanting. It was seen by some, it is mentioned in the book. In that way, then as long as he lived, he tried their best to preach the doctrine of Mahaprabhu, Srinivas Acharya. Gaur Hari Bol, Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol. Srinivas Acharya. He composed that Sanskrit poem, what our Swami Maharaj sang in America. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghuji Gau Sri Jeeva Gopalako. I heard that song, sung by Swami Maharaj in the radio or something. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghuji Gau Sri Jeeva Gopalako. That beautiful verse was composed by Srinivas Acharya. Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga that is Raghunath Bhatto, Raghunath Das, and Sri Jeev, and Gopal, for Goswami. The sixth revered Goswami's, their praise was composed in Sanskrit verse, very beautiful verse. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Sri Jeeva Gopalako Kinana Shastra Kinipunam Kare Sadharma Samsthapako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Sri Jeeva Gopalako. I am told that the musician school of America, they appreciated this song of Swami Maharaj very much. That there's something, I have told there's something, not only the tune, but the internal conception behind that, that was considered to be the very, very valuable thing. The bhav in the back of the sound. Some of the artists, the musician experts, they, as music also, they gave a very high value of this song, some told me. The intense, the harmony, the sound, the meaning all combined came from his mouth, from his heart, and that was weighed and considered to be of the very higher type of music. I was told by some. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Parasri himself playing on the mridanga and singing something like Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Vaishnavera Gunadan, Sunidhi Jivaratan, Sunyasi Sadhu Guru Mukhe. By singing in praise of the Vaishnava conduct, we can work our emancipation from the Maya, misconceived world, and we can have entrance into the reality that is the desirable world, the world of sweetness. Love, beauty, Vishnu. This is process of approaching towards that Adhoshaya, transcendental quarter. All this, the Vaishnava Charitra, is the so many gates through which we can have our attempt to enter into that domain. They are example, their life, their conduct, their teachings, their movements. That is our wealth. By giving our attention to them, we can get some sort of conception of the divinity in their gesture, posture, words everywhere. What for they are living, ignoring so many charming things of the outsiders? What is represented in their characters, in their character, in their accent, in their words, their food, their every gesture, posture, that can help us to understand the nature of that divine world. And that is the gate. Naishang matistavada rukravanghim svishattana thagavamujadartha. Prahlad Maharaj said to his teachers, Randamarka, two sons of Shukracharya, when they are charged by Prahlad's father, you too have educated my son in this way. You should teach them politics, my son, teach him politics and other things. But you have taught them about Hari, who is my enemy. This sort of education you are giving to my young boy. And then Sandamarka was very much frightened with this remark of his king. And then after, when they got Prahlad in their vicinity, they told Prahlad, we have not taught anything of the like you told to your father. Tanmanye dhitam uttamam. When Prahlad's father allowed the child and asked him, Prahlad, what is the best thing you have learned from the school? Prahlad told, Balan, tat sadhu manye suravajya dehina. What I have learned to be the best, that to leave everything and to go to jungle and to search for Krishna, Hari, that is the best. Oh, this sort of training is being given by the sons of Shukracharya, my Gurudev. Then they charged, then Prahlad, they are told, Prahlad, we did not teach you such things. Why did you? Oh, you rest assured. You need not be afraid for that. It cannot come from you. What I have got, I have made statement, this is the best learning that can never come from you people. So you are in safe position. It can never come to you. I got it from Guru, my Narad Goswami. So, Madhirna Krishna Parata Satu Ba Mithu Vipadyeta Grihapadana. Where you are in a particular plane living, it is not found there, never found there. Krishna Parata Satu Ba. It cannot come from others, it cannot come from within one's own self, or by the mutual combined effort of one and his environment, so many outsiders. But neither parata nata sata, or by the combination of the external and the internal mentality of the worldly people. Adatas mitho vipadyeta grihabhatama. Because your capital is only this material consciousness. It can never produce that spiritual thing. So rest assured, no fear, no charge can come over you. Naishang matistavata rukravanghim spishat tavan anathapagamo jada mariyasang padaraju shikagnake. The only way through which it can come, that is the Vaishnava, the devotees of Krishna. Only through them, they are beside all right. Only through them it can come in this world, not otherwise. Only the appointed agents, they can distribute such things. and never has from any other agent of the whole world it can come. So the Vaishnava Charitra only by our association with the agents of Vaikuntha or Goloka, Krishna Loka, Krishna consciousness, that we can expect to have something of the, about that great wealth, whatsoever it may be. Gold, hari gold, gold, hari gold, gold, hari gold, gold. Nidai, gold, hari gold. Nidai, gold, hari gold, nidai, gold, hari gold. All of it requires some taste for the tasteful thing, which is really tasteful. And we are in such a position, the tasteful thing seems to be bitter to us. Rupa Goswami has given some example. Pitto-pata-prasana-shtana-ruchikam. This sugar candy is generally sweet, but if one's tongue is influenced by bile, then the sugar candy, if he wants to go to taste, it will seem bitter, sugar candy. But that sugar candy is the medicine of that bile disease. Sat Krishna nama charitadi sitatpa vidya pitto patapta rasanascha narochikanu kinta adarat anudinam kharushaiva yushta saddhik kamad ghoti tad-gadamūla-hantri. Which is sweet, just to be bitter, that is the medicine of removing that bitterness from the tongue, gradually, if we take that. So Krishna consciousness may not seem very sweet to us in the beginning, but gradual application of that, the name, and the Vaishnava, the giver of the name. If any way we can continue our contact gradually, what is imperfect within us that may be removed, and we may be prepared to receive perfection within us, connection of perfection within us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur, Gaur Hare. Then I close here today's class. Jaya-garva-dharupasthi-vāsindam-pet-pati-dānāṁ-bhāvara Vaishnava-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bhūna-bh
Hare Krishna.
There is possibility of infection, then to avoid that in the body.
So then it would be better not to have a picture of anything on the
cover.
Right.
The cover. Sometimes it should be a deal there. Yes. Santarasava. Santarasava. That is the temple. Not the personal characteristics, but the specific.
I see.
Devotion.
Like the moth.
Or
Mm-hmm. Shantarasa representation. All right. And inside the book, what about pictures inside? Should we restrict the pictures to only of like the guru, of yourself, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta?
Guru Vaishnava, others, but not very high, also representing. That any Radha Govinda Dida, Nigunho Dida. That may excite the last individual. The person must be made about that. The Radha Govinda, the Sakhi, Ras, should be represented in such a way that it draws relevance. Respect.
Yes.
Bhaksadarasa Sokkarasa. That may be so. But this Madhura Rasa should not be displayed in a very private type.
But sometimes
there's Krishna is embracing Radha Rani or kissing, or these things should be avoided.
But sometimes there are pictures of Radha Govinda, but like they're not embracing or touching, but just shown there, respectfully.
Side by side.
Side by side.
Not exciting any sexual mentality.
Yes.
That is the offensive. To create offense against the public. In a respectable way.
Now, when any picture is used, generally the artist is unknown. The painter of the picture, we cannot trace out their origin all of the time. It is difficult for us to find out the origin of the painter.
Origin of the painter.
Yeah, the painter. He may not be a Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Then under our guardianship, our direction, he may be utilized at like a machine.
Yes. Or they've already made a painting. Say we see some picture, we would like to use that. Generally, that's what we're doing. There are many pictures in India. They're already painted. So we just take one and use it for our own purpose.
I don't follow.
I'm saying there are so many pictures available.
In India.
Yeah, already available.
Yes.
So
what type?
Of different, like yesterday I saw a picture of Yasoda and Krishna and one cowherd boy.
Yes, that is according to standard.
Yes.
Then we can accept them.
Yes.
It's not crossing the standard.
Yes.
We all right. Utilize them as materials.
Yes, I think it's clear then.
Not besides our standard. Some many old temples, their deities installed from previously. Then we saw Guru Maharaj accepted those installations and the temple. Established by others, but his acceptance, that was bona fide.
Yes.
By acceptance. So, it is originally otherwise, but the acceptance of a sadhu of that thing according to standard, that may be accepted.
Yes.
That may be standardized. Considered to be newly adjusted.
Also, I wanted to tell you that with regard to the publication of any history of your divine grace or of Swami Maharaj, that we had no intention to include these very personal things you may have said about your God brothers or the internal history. Our interest is mainly philosophical.
That was an important topic, but during your long stay, that subject was not taken out for discussion. Historical side, we told that we shall discuss the background must be given in the historical side.
Yes.
Vishnu Vaishnava, in their case, all representation is not real. Sita Rakati Maya Hari Dorabo.
Yes.
And the gopi, they are looted by the Maishis were looted. But that is all Maya Maya. So, the Vishnu Vaishnava historical representation, how much that should be acceptable as the setting the example here, and how much that is to deceive the people.
Yes.
That is that sort of precaution warning must be given.
Yes.
In the introduction. So it is difficult to describe as well as to accept, understand.
Yes.
What is what in the Vaishnava Chaitanya? As in Vishnu, also in Vaishnava. How much to deceive those that deserves deception. In the Lila of the Lord, two page, to show the example to the good as well as to deceive the demonic section.
Yeah.
These things should be adjusted.
Right.
Everywhere. Pasura Mahan and Sajana Toshan. The inner circle will be very much pleased, and the others will be deceived.
Yes.